This is your Drive Time Traffic Update on Canton's Morning News.
All right, it is a Friday morning. That means it's time to find out what's happening on our roadways, our Orange Barrel update. On our WHBC Newsline, we have ODOT's Justin Chesnick. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Pam. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Fill us in on what's going on the roadways.
Yeah, still quite a few projects that are active. As we've said, you know, in the month of November here is when we tend to kind of wrap things up. State Route 21, we have some sign installation going on at Butterbridge Road over in Lawrence Township. So just some various and occasional daily lane restrictions there, probably this week and next week for that. Then that should wrap up. That State Route 619, the roundabout project over there by Alliance and Marlboro and Lexington Townships. State Route 619 and McCollum Avenue there, both closed. Going to remain closed there probably through close to Thanksgiving. So probably another 2 weeks out there, and that should reopen. And then, of course, the State Route 687 job, that widening job down in Jackson. A lot of work getting done down there. Fox Chase Avenue there that was south of 687 was reopened earlier this week. Still some lane restrictions at Brunerdale Avenue there at 687, but that job kind of getting ready to shut down here for the winter in the next few weeks as well, and it'll pick back up next spring.
All right, and fill us in on what's going to happen with 77 at 30.
Yeah, so basically what we have going on there is we'll have a traffic pattern switch. Traffic will be kind of just flipped over there. That traffic that is in the left lane northbound right now, that's actually going to swing out further there into the southbound lanes. It's called a contraflow traffic pattern. When we do that traffic switch, probably around Thanksgiving or maybe the first week of December, nothing really else big there. Those ramp closures that are in place, they're going to remain in place there through fall of 2022, so we're about halfway home on those. But, you know, just basically where the traffic's placed is what the change is going to be. So we'll have some lane restrictions for the traffic pattern change, and that'll be it.
All right. Good stuff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you.